Vice President Biden saying that his uncle Bozy was eaten by cannibals.
So, you know, the president had a emotional and I think a symbolic moment. He had an opportunity as president, you know, to speak to the bravery of his uncle.
He had to speak to the bravery of his uncle, who was very brave to be eaten by cannibals. Even if that never happened, it's still very brave, you know, by the Blewett family standard. Very brave man. Now, he was killed in a plane crash in the Pacific Ocean in World War II after engine failure in a twin-engine plane that he was not flying. One of more than 78,000 still listed as missing in action from World War II. That was a big war. That was a really big one. Lots and lots of mayhem, what with the Socialist Workers' Party and in Europe and everything. You know, Hitler and they, boy, the more things change. Am I right, Michael? The more things change, the more they stay. Isn't that true? That's the old axiom, and I believe it remains true to this day. The world has gone mad, and our country is not doing any better than the rest of the world. We used to do so much better than the rest of the world, and then the left came along. They sunk their vampire-like teeth into our culture, and they are drawing the lifeblood from our otherwise sane and rational culture. But the left is here, and they've made anti-Semitism fashionable. And not only have they made anti-Semitism fashionable, they've made self-immolation fashionable. I shared with you a story now since we last met, because it happened on Friday afternoon after I left this radio station and after Michael left this radio station. I headed down to Newsmax to go start getting ready for the Newsmax show, the Newsmax television show, Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. That's 7 p.m. on the West Coast. And the guy self-immolated. This is number four for the Democrats. Four Democrats have self-immolated because, let's face it, they're not well. They're not doing very well. The Democrat Party is, they're a little, you know, cuckoo, cuckoo. I got making a circle around my right temple with my right index finger. They seem to have lost what is left of their ever-loving minds. And they're violently, criminally insane. And they're virulent racists and anti-Semites. It's pretty crazy. So many crazy things to get to just because of Democrats. All of it because of Democrats. And when I say all of it, what I mean is 100% of it because of Democrats. They're really fundamentally transforming the United States of America, and by extension, the globe, the planet, Earth itself being changed by the crazy lefties. So many things. The man self-immolating in New York outside of the Trump trial. So naturally, the likes of fraudulent journalist, fake reporter, and charlatan Terry Moran at ABC News blaming Trump for the self-immolation outside the Trump trial. And you'll never guess what we learned about the self-immolator from Friday. Turns out he's got a lot in common with James Hodgkinson, you know, the suicide attacker that shot Congressman Steve Scalise in an attempted mass political assassination / suicide attack. But I'll explain that, because completely nuts. The guy self-immolated. It took him about a day to die of the injuries that he inflicted upon himself. But the media and leftists on Twitter, who hate the Jews, they were immediately blaming Trump for the self-immolator, because the self-immolator self-immolated outside of the Trump trial on Friday afternoon in New York City. Which, I know what you're thinking, which Trump trial? The one in New York City that the news media calls it the hush money story. Not a single news organization has done a story on all of the non-disclosure agreements that the news organizations have had women sign over the years, and really just the past couple of years. Let's just go back to the beginning of Pound Me Too. Doesn't everybody miss Pound Me Too? What happened to Pound Me Too? Pound Me Too just vanished because the Democrats realized they're a little slow-witted, but they realize after about a year that every creepy sexual assaulter is a creepy Democrat sexual assaulter, from Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein to Where in the World is Matt Lauer. The list goes on and on. Hey, where's Bill Clinton, speaking of which? and all this stuff, but they figured out that it's all them. So they stopped that whole Pound Me Too thing. It wasn't working out as they had originally hoped, as they had planned. So that's the end of Pound Me Too. They don't believe in Pound Me Too. They were only kidding about that anyway. Really, they are the party of you know, everybody. Just name a groper. It's pretty amazing. And that's why they had to gin something up on President Trump and get E. Jean Carroll from sometime in the 90s. She's not really sure what year it was, where she was shopping at Bergdorf Goodman, you know, like everybody does. And then she met President Trump in a dressing room. And then so they ginned that whole thing up, you know. Pretty amazing stuff. So we've got a lot to get to, but there are so many. The self-immolation, it's the fourth self-immolation by Democrats. And how many suicide attacks, Michael, by Democrats? I mean, we got the shot Steve Scalise, right? And then the New York City officers, Ramos and Liu, and then the Dallas police attack, the mass murder, and then the suicide. These are just the suicide attacks. Then the Baton Rouge, this is not suicide by police. That's a totally different thing. These are murderous rampages that were suicide attacks, like radical Islamic jihadi terrorists, who the Democrats are now in bed with, or in the hot tub. But the hot tub is filled with some kind of electric goo, isn't it? Some kind of lube jelly that's electrified. It's pretty remarkable stuff. And boy, I just can't wait to get all this stuff. Now, also, today is Earth Day. Today is Earth. What does that mean? That means that the Supreme Court has to be on the lookout for another self-immolator, because it was just a couple of years ago that a Democrat who was really concerned about the environment showed up at the Supreme Court and self-immolated. Why did he do that, Michael? An environmentalist. That's what he was. He was an environmentalist. And it was tragic and it was terrible. But on Earth Day in 2022, this Democrat from Colorado showed up and self-immolated at the Supreme Court. So today is Earth Day. That means Supreme Court has got to be on high alert. It's an amazing story. A climate activist named Wynn Allen Bruce, went to the plaza of the United States Supreme Court building, Washington, D.C., self-immolated on Earth Day because, you know, he didn't want people putting smoke in the air. So naturally, that's what you get. And then you got this crazy person in New York that self-immolated on Friday. And of course, we had the Democrat who was angry with Israel that self-immolated at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. not so long ago, and not very far from this radio station. And then there was the angry Democrat that self-immolated in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Israeli consulate, often overlooked. And I'm very sad about that one's often overlooked. But that was a woman who wrapped herself, a young woman who wrapped herself in the Palestinian flag, showed up at the Israeli consulate in Atlanta, Georgia, who knew they had a consulate in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was convenient for her. So she self-immolated there. And the news media never covered it. You can't even find out what happened to her. I don't think you even find out her name. It's because we don't have much of a news media in America anymore. Pretty sad. And speaking of loving Hamas and self-immolating in favor of, the Holocaust of the Jewish people, it turns out Jewish Columbia University students are told to stay home today. In fact, now everybody's being told to stay home at Columbia University because every Nacht is Kristallnacht at Columbia University. And that's true at Yale also. Riot police have already been called out today because the Democrat Party is a violent mob of genocidal criminals and they hate the Jews. You know, it's honestly the Catholics hate the Protestants and the Hindus hate the Muslims and everybody hates the Jews. The Democrats are leading the charge. They should be wearing armbands. It's like the Socialist Workers' Party of the 1930s in Deutschland. Deutschland, on the rise in the United States of America. And if you're a Democrat, why? If you're a Democrat, there's something wrong with you, and you need help. And if you're a Jewish Democrat, you need a lot of help, a great deal of help. Let me share a couple of headlines. Jewish Columbia University student told to kill yourself during anti-Israel protest. It's not just anti-Israel, it's pro-jihad. It's pro-genocide. It's pro-Hamas. And it's amazing what they're doing. What has happened? This is the left. You know, some of us here have been warning about this for many years now, what's been going on college campuses and so on. So the situation, and it's not just the Ivy League, but boy, the Ivy League is thick with all this stuff. Amazing stuff. The Fox calls on Columbia president, Congresswoman Fox, calls on Columbia University president and trustees to restore order on campus. What? I don't think so. Even the radical left-wing dipstick of a mayor in New York, Eric Adams, calls it sickening and despicable. And then he went back to doing something else and ignoring it because he really doesn't care. The White House, I love this headline from left-wing mediaite, White House thoroughly denounces Columbia University protests, quote, blatantly anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous. Yeah, well, I'm glad you're noticing it, long last. Where you been? Welcome to the fight. Just amazing. And Columbia University rabbi urges Jewish students to stay home for their safety as school braces for more anti-Israel protests. Sure. And here we are this morning. Police storm Yale University's campus with riot gear as hundreds of students stage anti-Israel protests. They're already out there this morning at Yale. That's an Ivy League school, the Poison Ivy League. Just amazing stuff. And also, racism on college campuses exists, but no black student for 50 years has encountered anything that stark, says an African-American, professor and Democrat activist. So we got that. Doesn't look good for Jews in America on the eve of Passover. Today begins Passover, the high Jewish holiday. Doesn't look good at all, says Caroline Glick. Where's the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division? Where's the FBI? Where's the White House? Where's the Department of Education Civil Rights Division? Just amazing. Also, did you see this synagogue in New York that burned to the ground last week? Huge fire. Burned their Torahs, three very important Torahs. Burned them all. Flames consume Chabad Synagogue in Pomona, New York. And their Torahs are destroyed. And that's okay. You know, the Democrats have attacked more than 300 Catholic churches alone since Roe v. Wade was overturned because the Democrats, like Al-Qaeda, love death more than we love life. Remarkable stuff. Speaking of which, the Biden administration is planning on imposing sanctions on Israeli military forces, on a unit, a battalion in the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, and the Biden administration plans to punish them like they're Iranians who are part of the, you know, death to everybody brigade or something. Quite remarkable stuff. And back to my story sheet, man sets himself on fire outside Trump trial, and then the man who set himself on fire outside Trump trial, ID'd as Matt Azzarello. I'll tell you all about Matt Azzarello, who was Matt Azzarello. And there, he made videos of himself, too, saying crazy stuff. I'll just start with, well, he's a Democrat and he's a Bernie Sanders guy. Surprise, surprise. Another Bernie Sanders guy. And suicide attack. And why did he torch himself and murder himself in such a horrible way? Well, the left-wingers on the Hill, a newspaper called The Hill, they say, it does not matter why that man lit himself on fire in New York. Really? Because he's a left-winger? That's amazing. Wait till you hear what the frauds at ABC News said about it. Just amazing. They should probably self-immolate if they wanted to do the right thing. ABC News, oh, you know those people? Yeah, just amazing stuff. And then on Saturday, man who set himself on fire outside Trump courtroom dies of injuries. It took about a day. It's not a good way to go. It's really not. Don't do it. I know you Democrats, you're itching to do it. Four self-immolators. How many suicide attackers by the Democrats? Honestly, Buddhist monks. Only six Buddhist monks self-immolated during the Vietnam War. The Democrats are now up to four inside the United States just in the last couple of years. Much tighter timeline for the Democrats. Pretty amazing stuff. The Trump trial self-immolation is part of a startling trend. Yeah, it is, of Democrats being psycho killers. Kiss, kiss, say. Man, oh man. So we got that. And MSDNC, Russia, the Speaker of the House, also, and some bills passed over the weekend. Didn't make everybody happy in the House of Representatives. Got that today. Hillary Clinton has lost her mind again. Wait till you hear what she said. She should be institutionalized, honestly. If anybody should be on trial, it should be Hillary Clinton. Let's find something to put Hillary on trial for. What do you think? And we are at 888-630-9625.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Also, a crazy Democrat in Massachusetts wants to tax everybody on everything, including driving into the state, because they're basically communists. I think they're communists. Amazing stuff. And Democrat men going around New York punching women in the face. What are there, 50 of them now? Is that the story on that? I think 50. And they're all Democrats, but never mind that. All right, let me take a phone call right now. Let's go to Doug calling from Clifton, Virginia. Doug, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Doug.
I'm reacting to your comment that Biden administration wants to sanction an IDF group because of alleged allegations. But I want to point out that it's right from the beginning of his presidency, the Biden administration has been in violation of the United States Taylor Force Act, which prevents United States monies going to groups that give money to terrorists, such as the Palestinian Authority. But the more important thing I wanted to say is this, is that Iran has been called the greatest sponsor of terrorism in the world. But given that the Biden administration has given billions of dollars to Iran and does not enforce the oil sanctions, I would say that Biden himself is the greatest sponsor of terrorism in the world.
I agree wholeheartedly. In fact, I've said that before myself, Doug, so that means you must be correct, you know, by that standard anyway. And Barack Obama, too, Barack Hussein Obama, who's the one that started funneling the billions and billions and lifting sanctions on Iran and allowing them to develop ballistic missiles while enriching uranium. These people are not on our side. Yeah, and the Speaker of the House and bills passed in the House of Representatives on Saturday. And nothing is without controversy, of course, and there's a good deal of controversy surrounding this. Also, this, I can't curse, so I'll just call it the FISA law that was passed also. And still, you know, it's not quite fair to say still nothing on the border, because House Resolution 2 was passed a year ago by the Republican House of Representatives, and Chuck Schumer, the lizard king who hates America and is a self-loathing Jewish man, on this Passover. Happy Passover, Chuck. Try being on your side one way or the other. You know, you're a Jewish man. Be Jewish. Stand up for Jewish people. You're an American, in theory. Stand up for America. But he does neither. He's not on his own side. And he's certainly not on our side, Chuck Schumer. But we'll get to that. Right now, I want to get to this nuttiness from Friday afternoon at the Trump trial. Because, again, the fourth self-immolation by Democrats in the last, 2 years ago today was the first one, right? 2 years ago today was the first Democrat self-immolation. That was at the Supreme Court on Earth Day. Today is Earth Day, so I assume that the Supreme Court police have to be on high alert because Democrats are still on the loose. But Win Allen Bruce set himself on fire on this day 2 years ago. And since that time, since that day, 2 years ago today, another Democrat set herself on fire. I believe this was in December at the Israeli consulate in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was a young woman, wrapped herself Palestinian flag, went there, drenched herself in flammable liquid, set herself on fire. The news media didn't cover it. They acted like it was a fender bender, nothing to see here. And that was pretty outrageous, I thought. And then, of course, another Democrat whose member was a member of the United States Air Force showed up in his battle dress uniform, the BDUs, at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. And he self-immolated because, naturally the Israeli embassy in the consulate in Atlanta, it was a protest of sorts, suicide protest. And I'm not even sure she died. She might have lived that because the news media just didn't cover it. And after the first reports, they just stopped talking about it. Then a third Democrat self-immolated at the Israeli embassy here in Washington, and he died. It took him about a day to die. And all of this is becoming perfectly normal. I shared with you also the audio of two psychiatry professors at UCLA, two women who were carrying on a seminar at UCLA about the value of revolutionary suicide. They called it revolutionary suicide at UCLA. This was a month ago or so, and I shared this story with you because I can see the Democrat Party coming. And the revolutionary suicide, they say, is, you know, a very important element of protest because they're radicals and extremists and they're crazy people and they're college professors. And in fact, these people were at UCLA. They were professors of psychiatry. I think they still are professors of psychiatry. And at the University of California at Los Angeles, they cheered on self-immolation. The Washington Post didn't cover the story. The Washington Free Beacon did cover the story. Revolutionary suicide. UCLA psychiatrists cheer self-immolation on leaked audio. Medical school talk glorified self-harm, violated CDC guidance. Can you imagine that? CDC has guidance that you shouldn't teach self-immolation, I guess. First, do no harm, as you know, the Hippocratic Oath is no longer in play at UCLA. So UCLA Medical School Psychiatry Department hosted a talk earlier this month that glorified self-immolation as a form of, quote, revolutionary suicide, end quote, raising concerns from prominent doctors and deepening a public relations crisis that has embroiled the elite medical school. They had a talk which was titled Depathologizing Resistance. Held by two psychiatry residents at UCLA, Dr. Ragda Izzar and Dr. Afaf Mustafa. Afaf Mustafa and Ragda Izzar. They're kind of onomatopoeias, aren't they? And they were encouraging people to self-immolate as a form of political protest.
What authority do we have as psychiatrists to publicly comment on instances of revolutionary suicide and other acts of resistance?
Revolutionary suicide and other acts of resistance. I think they're jihadis, and they should be catapulted into the ocean to be eaten by sharks. What do you think? Sound like a pretty good resolution? I think so. Let's go to the latest revolutionary suicide, which took place outside of the courthouse in New York City, where President Trump is on trial for ginned-up fake charges. The nondisclosure agreement, which every network and every newspaper has had women sign just in the last 2 to 3 years. I'll bet a dollar on it right now. They won't cover it because it does not put them in a positive light, and you know how they are. So let's go to the Friday events in New York City with the latest Democrat Party suicide by self-immolation, because the Democrat Party is sick in the head. And today they're carrying on for jihad. And all of this is about, well, not every suicide. The one on Earth Day 2 years ago today was about the environment. But then the self-immolation at the Israeli consulate in Atlanta in, I believe, December, that was about she wrapped herself in a Palestinian flag and set herself on fire at the Israeli consulate. So I think we know what that was about. And then the young man in Washington, D.C. that self-immolated and killed himself at the Israeli embassy. He also, there was video of him that he posted where he's setting himself on fire and bragging about how he's standing up for the Palestinian people or something. And he set himself on fire. You could just send him a sandwich. That'd probably be more helpful than setting yourself on fire in Washington. That didn't do anybody a lot of good. That's him on fire. That was him on fire because, you know, the Democrats are not well. They're not mentally well at all. Just extraordinary. And then on Friday, a 37-year-old man named Max Azzarello, we found out his name a while after this happened. He went to the courthouse outside where President Trump was being, persecuted by radical left-wing extremists. Also, did you see that Congressman Benny Thompson wants to strip Donald Trump of Secret Service protection because the left wants everyone murdered? That's what they do around the world. They murder people by the millions. You know, they're the left. Don't kid yourself that this is the Democrat Party of years gone by, or that these people are liberals. These people aren't liberals. But let's go to CNN, because I was at Newsmax when this happened, and we were all marveling, and some of the people were absolutely horrified, and I was just kind of shaking my head. And immediately looking for the jokes, and the jokes came along pretty quickly, I've got to say, because you got to adjust and adapt to the world in which we live, the world that the left is creating for us. And as sick as it is, you still have to be able to find the joke. So the man who self-immolated outside the New York courthouse where former President Trump's first criminal trial is taking place has succumbed to his injuries, the left-wing Hill wrote on Saturday. New York Police Department said early Saturday morning that Max Azzarello, 37, was declared dead by hospital staff, the Associated Press reported. The news comes after Azzarello walked into a park outside of the Manhattan courthouse where protests of the former president's trial have taken place since it began by crazy left-wing mental cases overwhelmingly. Threw conspiratorial pamphlets in the air before pouring an accelerant on himself and lighting himself on fire. And it took him about a day to die. When he was being pulled away, his body, all his clothes were burned off, and his body was white and looked kind of like a roasted marshmallow. He looked kind of like a roasted marshmallow. And his hands were up in the air, and it was quite horrifying. And it was almost like Pompeii. One of my co-workers at Newsmax compared the photographs to the images at Pompeii, you know, the volcano, Italy, all that stuff. But in any case, CNN was on the job. They were there when it happened. They had reporters, as Fox News did. Fox News had a reporter outside that captured it live also and started yelling at his cameraman, a fire, there's a fire over there. And you couldn't tell immediately that it was a person set himself on fire. He might have thought it was a garbage can or something, but no, it was a Democrat. And he did it to himself. But here's CNN.
We have a man who has set fire to himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse just now. Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan, where we are waiting for history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today. We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm that has been visible that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger.
Yeah, well, I would think so. And I've got to say, the reporters did a perfectly good job under the circumstance, pretty freaky circumstances. You're there, you're minding your own business, trying to be a normal person and lynch President Trump, you know, because you work for CNN. And then a Democrat sets himself on fire. It's a pretty freaky thing. You don't see this every day.
Across the courtyard, there is a man racing to his aid. There is coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present being put on this man to try to put out. People are climbing over barricades to try to separate the public to put out the flame on this man. He has lit himself out in fire in front of the courthouse right now. We are watching as they're playing. We can smell the air. I can smell the burning of some sort of a flesh.
And they were pretty close. The Fox News reporter was doing pretty much the same thing. It was remarkable. What was that reporter's name on CNN?
Laura Coates.
That was Laura Coates. She did a perfectly good job, I've got to say, under the circumstances. And this is becoming, the Democrats are making it normal. The Democrats are making self-immolation normal. It was a U.S. Airman Aaron Bushnell that set himself on fire outside of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., and it took him about a day to die because, you know, you might not die right away, but when you set yourself on fire like that, you sear the interior of your lungs and the cilia, you know, the little hair-like follicles in your lungs. They all sear up and you can't breathe, so eventually you choke to death, basically, and it's not a pleasant way to go. But CNN... They were on the scene and ready to go.
This man or this person, we're unable to identify the gender of this person. The body has been engulfed in flames for at least now 30 to 40 seconds. They have a third attempt at extinguishing this person's fire around their body. We have no idea who this person is or the why.
Sure. Well, that's understandable. Why? How would you know who the person is? I mean, now he was passing out pamphlets. And the pamphlets were crazy and conspiratorial. He posted a video of himself where he was rambling, sharing his incoherent thoughts. And he's clearly a whack job. He's dead now. He was clearly a whack job. But he was being encouraged by two UCLA psychiatrists who are practicing psychiatrists and have names that might lead you to believe that they're Muslim women, Ragda Izzar and Afaf Mustafa. I'll go ahead and put a shekel down that they're both Arabs and Muslims. And they're professors at UCLA of psychiatry and practicing psychiatrists. And just amazing stuff. After three self-immolations in the United States, the first one 2 years ago today, Earth Day at the Supreme Court, then a young woman at the Israeli consulate in Atlanta wrapped in a Palestinian flag, and then Aaron Bushnell at the Israeli embassy in Washington. And then on Friday, a fourth Democrat committed revolutionary suicide, according to these two psychiatrists, of all things, at UCLA. Just extraordinary. And then the people, Democrats, you know, immediately tried to blame Trump. And it was a guy, I think he was actually a New York City official on Friday with a Twitter account with 100,000 followers, tweeted, well, this is the ultimate manifestation of MAGA extremism, right? Oh, this is MAGA extremism? And then, naturally, it turns out to be a Bernie Sanders guy, just like the suicide attack by James Hodgkinson shot and nearly killed Congressman Steve Scalise on that baseball field. That guy, James Hodgkinson, had to be shot to death by the police to stop him. I think four people were shot that day. And it was a Bernie Sanders volunteer, James Hodgkinson, who was also a huge fan of the left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center. And that was a suicide attack and an attempted mass political assassination. You know, it's good to be a Democrat because none of this sticks, you know? They love George Floyd. None of the James Hodgkinson stuff sticks to them. Just remarkable. That's what a filthy, corrupt news media can do for you. Speaking of a filthy, corrupt news media, let's go to Terry Moran. Terry Moran at ABC Fake News, who's not a legitimate journalist. He's just another Democrat front man, right? And ABC's Terry Moran talking about the man that set himself on fire outside the New York City courthouse. And here's Terry Moran talking to, he's the anchor man. And then there is an ABC News reporter who is, I think, on the scene, or but this is after the fact. And naturally, ABC is trying to pin it on Trump because a Democrat went to the Trump courthouse, which the Democrat lynch mob has ginned up like the third worlders that they are. And got to try to blame this on Trump because the Trump trial is going on there. And these frauds and charlatans are happy to lie about everything all the time. Here's Terry Moran. He should come back on the air and grovel and snivel and apologize and plead for forgiveness for this, but he won't.
It seems then that the gravitational pull of the Trump melodrama that has gripped the nation since he came down the escalator has now, it appears, resulted in someone coming to that spot where protesters have gathered and lit himself on fire.
Yes. Yeah, that's the problem. It's the gravitational pull since Trump came down the escalator. The Democrats have been losing their ever-loving, psychopathic, suicidal, Hamas-loving minds, and somehow it must be Trump's fault. No, it's Bernie Sanders again. I bet this guy loved the Southern Poverty Law Center, too. And based on his documents and his videos and everything else, he was a mental case. But the media immediately, like the Boston Marathon bombing, immediately tried to blame, and it turned out to be Muslim men from a Central Asian country. But they really wanted it to be Trump supporters, Republicans. It never is, but they don't care. And then they just keep walking to the next lie. That's Terry Moran, ABC Fake News. I ran out the clock on myself, so I can't come in any phone calls right now, but I will as soon as we come back from the news break. And I've got a couple of things I want to share with you about Democrats self-immolating suicide attacks. You know, we got that. And also the founder of Earth Day, because today is Earth Day, and 2 years ago today we had our first modern political self-immolation 2 years ago today at the Supreme Court. Because it was Earth Day, and a Democrat from Colorado was very upset that people were putting smoke in the air, so he came to Washington and self-immolated at the Supreme Court and killed himself in the name of the environment. And the latest self-immolation was on Friday in New York City. The news media tried to blame Trump for it because that's who they are. But I do want to share a story with you about the founder of Earth Day. You can tell the whole family.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.